give me liberty or give me death. Look, it's an excellent sentiment, but unfortunately, death is still looking like a fairly possible option. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us discussing US news and politics each and every week on the podcast US Event, wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. And a cry of liberation went out across the land. Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, and liberate Virginia, and save your great Second Amendment. It is under siege. This is in spite of those states not meeting the minimum requirements set by the federal government. Not their own requirements, federal ones, to reopen or to be liberated. And yet Trump, he's now insisting. Ed, is Trump trying his hand at sparking armed insurrection?
No, he's trying his hand at running for president. That's what he's doing. He knows that these people won't desert him if he acts like he's supporting them. And he's under siege from these awful people like Dr. Fauci, who's preventing him from doing the right thing. That's what that's all about. Actually, it's working.
Well, yeah, protests have followed suit. Most Americans understand the need for lockdowns and are obeying the directives. But Kentucky has seen a spike in cases following protests. And experts are saying states rushing to reopen are risking a second wave of cases. Any thoughts, Ed?
I think we're going to have a second wave of cases. Fortunately, though, when the second wave comes, let's hope it comes in states that are somewhat prepared and can do the monitoring and things necessary to stamp it out. I think we're going to live with this virus for the next year. And the demonstrators are triggering a comeback that would happen anyway. The death numbers are going down in New York, way down. The number of people who are contracting the disease daily is going down, not up. The states where it's going up, these are states that didn't do much in the beginning. And so I'm fearful that it's not going to be a second wave. It's going to be a continuation of the first wave. And America is going to experience a lot more deaths. But give me a job or give me my death. That's what's happening right now.
Yes, give me liberty or give me death. I mean, to be honest, and I know it's not all Americans, but these protests encapsulate a lot of what fascinates me so much about American culture and policy. They come in with these quite noble ideas of individual liberty and an absolute refusal to compromise on those values. Then they go about it in the dumbest and most self-absorbed way possible. I mean, I don't know about you, Ed, but it just seems to me there is something uniquely American about these protests.
We wouldn't have this show if it weren't uniquely American, of course. This is uniquely American. This America is the great exception. It's been written about since I was a student in university. American exceptionalism is real. And America is not one country. It's like Italy. It's a group of places that have been pushed together and very hard to govern. And people can run across state lines and the like, but cultures persist over time. The culture of Sicily is still there much after the country was established. So I think trying to stamp this out is not the smart thing. The smart governors are going to release some small restrictions and test that, like California and Massachusetts. And even New York is talking about doing some things upstate. And then they're going to gradually lift some more things. And the steam will go out of these protesters once the hair salons are open and a few places where you can get to go to the gym and the like and get a cup of coffee. So I think that these protesters will still try to protest, but people say, what are you protesting about? The things that we really care about, getting our hair done, getting our cup of coffee, is over. And the checks are starting to roll in. The unemployment checks are starting to roll in. So Trump is trying to give this life while he can.
Yes, I didn't realise those big lads with their military gear and their great big guns cared so much about getting their hair did and making sure they had a nice soy latte. Look, Trump has also signed an executive order banning immigration, putting a halt on the issuing of green cards for 60 days, at which time the order will be revisited. Look, any sense to this one, Ed, or meat for the base, or is it both?
It's just meat for the base. Who's going to the United States for a job right now? You'd have to be pretty desperate. And you'd have to be in a hotel for 2 weeks or so. I think this is a nothing burger. Americans will get jobs. People are coming over on this immigration visa. I mean, usually need it in Silicon Valley and in hospitals. So it's really not much. We're talking about 50, 60, 100 people. Not a big deal, but a place to the base.
Look, this feeds into the same issues. Just in case you were wondering if there were no more Lowe's left to plumb, the Education Department has banned colleges from granting emergency assistance to undocumented students, including those currently protected by DACA, the Dreamers. Contrary to what Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos told colleges when the funding was announced.
This is a bit surprising because it doesn't win anybody anything. It really hurts. The base is not concerned about this issue at all. So I think the colleges will continue to give these students aids out of another pot of funds. There aren't that many of them. It is not a big deal.
Oil prices took a huge dive in spite of the Easter.
I'm really delighted. Negative territory. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And Milan did the right thing. What is it? 30 blocks they now ban cars from. The center of Milan will be walkable if I ever get back there. I think this is going to put a lot of pressure on cities to really revitalize their urban cores and change them enormously. I think there may be another book in this for me on post-COVID, a better place to live and a much better place to be.
Another, if not another book for you, mate, we'll have to do a podcast special on it sometime in the near future. Look, sad news. North of the border, Canada, 22 have died in Canada's worst ever mass shooting in Nova Scotia. The death toll could still yet rise. The 51-year-old killer disguised himself as a Canadian police officer during the rampage, which ended also in his death. No motive has yet been identified. Ed, this is incredibly sad stuff, and yet in the States it would almost just be another week, another shooting. Thoughts on this one?
This is New Zealand, isn't it? Here you have a nutcase in a place that believes it's safe, and it happened here, you know, our first one was about 30 years ago in Australia, that these nutcases, in a time when there's heightened worry, concern, and the like, they do this kind of damage. And you look around the world, I believe it was Sweden that had one of these. We had one of these. They're so aberrant, you can't draw any conclusions from them other than when social pressure becomes intense, someone breaks out and tries to break free and do something that brings them attention other than the bigger item that's on the table.
North Korea leader Kim Jong-un is rumored to be gravely ill following cardiovascular surgery. Now, let's face it, he's never been the healthiest looking little guy. Some are wondering who might take over if he is dead. He could already be dead for all we know, or he could be fighting fit, you know, the amount of information that comes out. Sister Kim Yo-jong is one candidate. An entirely new collective leadership could be on the cards, or some have suggested U.S. basketballer Dennis Rodman. Perhaps a little bit tongue-in-cheek on that one. Any thoughts?
Dennis Rodman's not sober enough to take the job. but I think he'd sober up pretty quickly if they offered it to him and say no. The chances are he is gravely ill, and that presents two dangers. He actually runs the country and keeps it under control. If he falls into a coma or something like this, the military there is broken into several different divisions, factions. He couldn't have just one strong military because that could take him over. So those factions might start fighting among themselves in order to do a kind of internal coup and claim the rights of the country. I suspect no matter what direction it goes in, people are getting pretty tired of this daily life. And COVID is certainly there. So I think if he comes to, it's going to be really bad for the world. If he doesn't, there's a chance of North Korea doing some internal coup and stepping away from where they were going and moving toward a new post-COVID place that is freer and people have something to eat.
And the latest on the U.S. election, reports this week say that Joe Biden's team could let Bernie Sanders keep his delegates in spite of Biden now taking the nomination. Now, I must admit, this one's caught me flat-footed. Why would Biden do that? And what good are those delegates going to do Bernie without the nomination?
It's not the delegates. It's the people who follow the delegates. He's doing everything he can to keep the Bernie team on board. They don't want to feel that they've been pushed aside. So this is the olive branch. And it's been put out. It sounds like a decent gesture. It's put out at the right time. Obama's on board. Now keep those guys on board. He only has a 9-point lead at this point. He's going to need almost double that to win this election.
Anything else in this race we should be keeping our eyes on?
Well, that cabinet that I mentioned last week, sooner or later, a team's going to have to come out. Biden is too weak to win this by himself. Michelle, are you listening?
All things being equal, Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in U.S. news and politics. Find us wherever you find good podcasts. Maybe hit the subscribe button, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. At US of Ed.